From WKAR at Michigan State University, this is Current Sports with Al Martin.
Johnny Peralta lines one to right field for a base hit.
Miguel Cabrera, game-winning walk-off home run.
The champagne is flowing in the Tigers clubhouse.
I would have never, ever thought that I would have been in the Michigan Hall of Fame as a kid when I first picked up a basketball on 512 Gray Street in Flint, Michigan.
Thomas drives from the left side, goes up and banks it in. Jasmine Thomas.
Just the joy you get from watching it, like a JV wrestler. Getting his first match ever. That makes it worthwhile as a coach.
It's a fake. Bates is going to throw.
Is it Friday already? My goodness, time flies when you're having fun. And all week we've been having fun on Current Sports. It's the last day of the month, May 31st, 2013. Welcome to Current Sports on WKAR East Lansing and WKAR FM HD3 East Lansing. I'm your host, Al Martin. We have another stellar show for you all. We'll talk about the Tigers, who are a little bit of a skid right now. Area high school districts are set. We'll run down the matchups and we'll teach you how to spell the word Canadal. I'll explain in a bit. Don't forget that we wrap up my Greater Lansing Sports Hall of Fame visit with Bob Every today. Stay tuned. Current Sports starts right now. Welcome to Current Sports. I'm your host, Al Martin. And as custom, before we kick off the show, a big thanks goes out to someone special. You know who that special person is? That's you. That's you right now out there listening, who have been tuning in to your radios, listening faithfully day in and day out to Current Sports right here on WKAR AM 870. Be a part of the hands-on discussion each and every day. Follow me on Twitter at AlMartinWKAR. Like Current Sports on Facebook at facebook.com/currentsports, or even email me at almartinwkar.org. Hit us up, ladies and gents. We want to hear what's on your mind. We'll be taking calls throughout the show, starting around. We're going to start things a little bit early today, do things a little bit different. If you want to call in earlier at maybe 1:20-ish, we're going to start things off with that. So we start today's show by wrapping up my one-on-one interview with Bob Every, who is the executive director of the Greater Lansing Sports Hall of Fame. Yes, I took a trip to the hall last week to check out some of the incredible inductees from over the years. Names like John Smoltz, Mohsin Muhammad, and yes, of course, Lansing's favorite son, Magic Johnson. Funny thing is that Bob is also inducted into the Greater Lansing Sports Hall of Fame. He is one of the greatest boxers to hail from right here in the Lansing area. So now Bob is going from inductee to head of the hall. Boy, it's funny sometimes how life comes full circle.
Did you ever see yourself as taking over this and becoming chairman of this whole thing?
No, I didn't. You know, I started working at Lansing Community College in 1973 as a part-time instructor teaching a boxing class. Mm-hmm. And then in 76, there was a couple positions of opening for full-time staff members on my boss, Walt Lingo, mm-hmm. who was the original founder of the Greater Lansing Area Sports Hall of Fame, hired me full-time. And so as a full-time employee and the Hall of Fame being housed at Lansing Community College, I was involved in the work process of running the banquet and helping Walt put the thing on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I became real aware of what purpose this thing served,
right,
and was happy to do so. But you know, as we grew and grew and grew and went farther and farther and farther into the years, something was lacking. You know, and I think probably what was lacking is that we outgrew the area where we were at. It wasn't suitable for what message we were trying to get out anymore, and so we were settled down with the thing. Well, do you stay here and then become? Nobody knows you, and nobody mm-hmm. knows where you're at. Or do you try to? Do you want to be reborn again? So we contacted Scott Keith, the executive director, the CEO for the Lansing Center, pitched our idea by him. He was very, very excited about it, and next thing you know, we're gone. You know, we're out of it. Now, it all happened about the same time I lost my job.
Right.
And I'm sure that people thought that maybe there was some bad blood, and that's the reason we moved out of there. But it wasn't at all. We moved out of there because it was time for us to go to someplace else. And what better place to be than here?
Right here.
This is the hub of downtown. I mean, people can walk in and off the street. They have so many conventions, so many outside visitors, that we need to have it someplace where they can look at the history without having to go through all the hassles of, first of all, where is it down there? How do I get there? And all this stuff.
Right, exactly.
So we'll go down here a little farther to this next area where you can see up here. Evelyn Johnson here, and you got the Vincent brothers here. You know, Jay and Sammy Vincent.
Yeah, Jay, yeah.
You got Danny Bass here. This thing right up here on the end is really, really cool. I mean, when you take a look, at the MSU Hall of Fame, one of the guys of the first class that was inducted was Fred Alderman. Fred won a gold medal in the 1927 Olympic Games, and he was a member of a 4x400 relay team. They broke the world record. And I called around when he was inducted, and this was just a couple years ago. I called around, it's 2012, and I got a hold of his grandson, and you know, to get the information to bring him in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And his grandson says, "You know, I got the original singlet that he wore at Michigan State College, and I got the shoes that he wore when he won the gold medal in Amsterdam."
Unbelievable.
And he said, "Would you like them?" I said, "No."
Yeah?
Yeah. Can I drive out and pick them up? He says, "No." He lived in New Jersey. He said, I'll mail them to you.
Oh,
I mean, you can
goodness.
See the jerseys, moth-eaten and stuff.
Yeah.
But even the spikes, you don't see them real clear here, but we wanted to put them in a place that were going to be relatively safe. We think that's relatively safe. But
man.
what a great...
It's unbelievable, man.
So all these, you know, all these plaques and all these jerseys, they all have a story to tell. And what we're trying to do now is add the little stuff like the little banners, try to tie everything together. We've got some kiosks coming through. Yeah, you've got this is the flag that Judy Brown King was awarded when she was won the silver medal at the Olympic Games. And so all we're trying to do now is get the artifacts in, keep this thing going, and just keep turning this into a must-see place for anybody that comes downtown. And we're thinking, you know, with a ball field over here, people can come down and get a bite to eat early before the game, walk through here. You know, if they ever get a casino downtown, that's even going to open more of it up. But it's our intention to continually try to improve on this whole thing by trying to get these types of things here that we can put on display. And I think if you talk about real estate, and you look at this, and then you look at that down there, that's a lot of valuable real estate for the Hall of Fame to tie up.
Without a doubt. Now, Bob, you've told me, I've been doing some research, and you had a quote. Actually, when we talked a few days ago on the radio, you talked about this, and you said, "The Lansing Sports Hall of Fame will be my legacy once I'm gone."
Well,
talk about how personal this is for you.
Well, you know, I've been involved, Al, in so many things. I mean, I was a boxer. You know, I wanted to be a Major League Baseball player, good enough to get looked at by the Pirates. I just wasn't good enough to cut the mustard. And, you know, after you get out of your playing days and you think of other things that you can do that you enjoy doing, and sports has always been a huge part of my life. So I started as a boxing coach, and then I had two daughters. You know, I played baseball, summer baseball, and because of my love for baseball, and I boxed and coached boxing.
Right.
But when I had two daughters, that kind of limited me on the boxing end of it. See, I couldn't just take my son by the hand and go to the gym, you know. It was a little bit different taking a daughter over to the gym. So they would come to the ballpark, they would see me playing baseball, and they took an interest in ball. And that's how I got there. And, you know, with what happened down at Lansing Community College, I mean, that's life. I mean, for whatever reason, they think that they wanted to move on and they didn't want me there anymore. I can accept that. I can understand that.
Things happen.
Things happen. But, you know, I think now having an opportunity to work with Michigan State Softball Club and be the director of this really has given me a new lease on life, so to speak. You know, I mean, I feel like I have value. I feel like, what I'm doing is purposeful. And, and I'll just keep doing that. And if what I do here becomes the legacy of Bob Every, I'm all for that. I don't have any problem with that. You know, I don't care whether people. I just want people to look at me in this community where I've lived all my life as somebody who cares about the community and is willing to do something about it instead of talk about it. You know what right. I mean? I mean, you got talkers and you got doers, and I hope when I go that people say, "Man, God, that guy, he did a lot." You know, all I want is for somebody when they come downtown and say, "We got to go to the Hall of Fame. You got to see the Hall of Fame." So
right, definitely. Now, there's another aspect too, is that I wanna bring up to your attention, man. The Richard Dick Letts Community Service Award. Talk a little about that, because I mean, that I feel like that's an important part of sports also. Community service.
I mean, I knew Dick Letts personally, and Dick Letts was he was so many things. Where I knew Dick was is that he was a boxing coach, a volunteer boxing coach for the Lincoln Center, which was at that time over on the west side of Lansing. I think there's still some type of a Lincoln Center over there. But Dick felt that it was his duty to try to influence as many young African Americans to be involved in a wholesome program like amateur boxing as he could get. And he donated literally hours of his time to do that. And then he was also the human relations director for the city of Lansing. So his worth for what he did in his town is unmatched, quite honestly. I mean, he was responsible for a lot of things. So several years ago when Dick died, there was a guy on our board by the name of Ron Reed, who'd since passed away last year. Ron was one of the, if not the first, person asked by Walt Lingo to be on the selection committee back in 1976. And up until a year ago, Ron was on the committee. Mm-hmm. And but then he died. But anyway, he was talking about when Dick died that we needed to do something to honor Dick Letts. So we then put the thing in motion, and the Dick Letts Community Service Award was born.
When you look at the sports, Lansing Sports Hall of Fame, what's the criteria to get on these walls?
Well, first of all, you have to be a Lansing area high school graduate or have spent 2 years in a Lansing area high school. You have to have participated in sports here, if you're not a high school area graduate, for 15 years. So like a guy like Al Martin moves into town, Al becomes very, very fluid at doing something, and he's here for 15 years, then you could be considered. Even though you didn't graduate from a local area high school, your sport or whatever you do was recognized as being from the Lansing area. So basically that's the criteria there. And then we leave ourselves the opportunity, the selection committee leaves ourselves the opportunity to take a look at anybody that would submit an application and say he qualifies or he doesn't qualify. There are conditions, that we may allow somebody to come in based on what those conditions are. But basically, you know, this thing is set up for people who are from Lansing, who live in Lansing, who graduate from Lansing, that's how basically that starts.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, but that's pretty much it. Like I said, we're talking about getting some stand-up kiosks. Now, we want to do more for Magic. Magic doesn't expect it, but he deserves it, you know. I mean, he is Lansing's favorite son. There's no doubt about that. And, we just want him to know how much we appreciate what he's done, not only for the community but in the university, but, for the Hall of Fame by making that huge donation that was so kind of him to do.
Exactly, because, I mean, when you, like I said, from the outskirts looking on where I'm from, Detroit, I mean, when you talk about Lansing sports, the first name that pops up, in some people's minds, the only name that pops up is Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
And, definitely that would be great to honor him. I think he really liked that, man.
Well, I went down to the Michigan Sports Hall of Fame not too long ago when Jimmy Teen Cleaves was inducted. And, I had a chance to sit at the table with a few celebrities, and Charlie Sanders, the great
intro. He's one of the most recent inductions.
Yes.
Steve Smith and Tony Dungy. I was down there to cover a story, actually.
I was there, and Charlie Sanders was sitting on my table, and I had a chance to talk to Charlie, and I'm thinking to myself, God, what a great thing they have here, because, that's really a media thing, because you draw some big-time people there. But they don't have any facility.
They don't have a facility.
I mean, they used to be at Cobo, but now they're not there anymore. And I'm thinking, how could you not have a facility for as many great people?
Wow.
So they're working on trying
to... That's something that you guys got a leg up in Lansing when it comes to that.
Yeah, We sure do. And to be quite honest with you, we explored the idea of maybe moving the Michigan Hall of Fame here, but number one, I don't think the people that run it in Detroit want to do that because it's too far away,
right.
and it's really kind of a big deal for them down there. And I don't think that the people at the Lanson Center really cared to share their space with this. I think they're perfectly happy with this stuff here.
So. Without a doubt. Well, hey, Bob, thank you so much for the time, man. I will definitely be taking some of my friends down here to see this because they have no idea, you know, some of the names that have come from here, man. So
good. I appreciate you guys coming by.
Bob Every is the executive director at the Lansing Sports Hall of Fame. For Current Sports, this is Al Martin.
Yes, that was a trip that I certainly won't forget anytime soon. Bob is such an amazing guy. It was truly a privilege to go down there and check out the Greater Lansing Sports Hall of Fame. Again, if you want to check out the Greater Lansing Sports Hall of Fame, you can do so simply by heading down to the Lansing Center on Michigan Avenue, right on Michigan Avenue. You can't miss it. It'll be on your right-hand side. Well, it depends on which way you're coming, but it's right downtown Lansing, right inside. Just make a left and you'll see it. You can't miss it. Bob and his team have done such a great job with it. The 2013 inductees will be inducted next month, and you better believe Current Sports will be there to bring you all of it. Now, I got to tell you now, just looking at the class of 2013, some really cool individuals being inducted. Amy Alchi, Sue Ertle, Ed the Sheik Farhat, Brock Gutierrez, Dick LaHale, Richard Mull, Fabian Williams, the boxer that you guys heard throughout the piece. He was a famed boxer in the Lansing area. Eric Zimper. The 1974-75 Lansing Laurel softball team, as you heard Bob talk about that, and the 1985 Powderville girls basketball team. So some pretty, pretty big names being inducted. Like I said, Current Sports will be there. Another thing we didn't get to hit on, also another aspect to the Greater Lansing Area Sports Hall of Fame, is the Richard Dick Letts Community Service Award. Now, I want to expand on this award because it's pretty cool. In 1998, the Greater Lansing Sports Hall of Fame began honoring Lansing area citizens whose works, efforts, and dedication have improved the quality of life and afforded opportunity to youth through sports and recreational activity. So this Richard Dick Letts Award really goes beyond just sports, and it really focuses on community service, individuals who have really made their mark community service-wise in the community. And this year, in 2013... the recipient will be Joel Ferguson. So congrats to Joel. Really a cool award. Like I said, the Richard Dick Letts Community Service Award, it reflects the spirit of his namesake. Dick Letts, back in the day, Richard Letts was a humanitarian, a public servant, and civic leader. And he really symbolized the Lansing area's just really honing in on worthy causes. Throughout the city of Lansing. I mean, his incredible community service spanned 44 years, and he also had countless volunteer organizations that he worked with and helped found. So really cool aspect. It's not all about sports. It's about giving back to the community as well. And Bob Every, you have done a great job. So again, if you want to check it out, that's downtown Lansing at the Lansing Center, right inside. Hook a left. You'll see tons of jerseys, tons of plaques, tons of memorabilia over the years. It was truly a pleasure to head down there, and I would encourage you all to head down there. So, when we return to Current Sports, we will dive into our Current Sports section of the show. I want to let you know that we'll be taking your calls. Well, you know, we're going to start a little early, not at 1:40. If you got, even when we're doing our Current Sports section, if you want to call in, give us a call. We'll take it. 517-355-9527. Again, 517-355-9527. Get to your phone, pick it up, and dial. We want to hear your thoughts. Don't hesitate to pick up the phone. We want to hear your thoughts again. Stay tuned. More Current Sports is next.
Yes, I did. So I packed it up and brought it back to the crib. Just a little something, show you how we live. Everybody want it, but it ain't that serious.
The latest edition of the book your doctor uses to diagnose and treat mental illness has met with bad reviews. Many psychiatrists are saying the book's approach is out of date. I'm Ira Flatow. Join me on Science Friday for a look at what's next in diagnosing and treating mental illness. That's on Science Friday from NPR.
That's Talk of the Nation coming up at 2 p.m.
I'm WKAR's Mark Bayshore. 7 days a week, Current State brings you the issues, personalities, and events making the heart of Mid-Michigan beat. From government to the arts, sports to education, from business to travel, it's all got a home. It's Current State, weekdays at 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. on 90.5 FM and at noon on AM 870 WKAR.
Canado. K-N-A-I-D-E. L. Canado.
Yeah. Hey, good people. Welcome back to Current Sports. I'm your host, Al Martin. It's now time for Current Sports, giving you all of the latest sporting news concerning the good people of Mid-Michigan. And shout out to who's hosting as my engineer today, Alex Sharg. We're rocking out to hip-hop and R&B today. Really, that's one of my favorite hip-hop tracks right there. Lupe Fiasco, Shining Down. And what you heard was the winning word in the spelling bee last night, Canadal. I don't even know what Canadal means, but he nailed it, and he won. We'll get to that in just a sec. But we want to remind you all that we'll be taking your calls whenever you want to call in, 517-355-9527. Again, 517-355-9527. We want to hear what's on your mind. Well, let's dig right into it. The Detroit Tigers, they fall to the Pittsburgh Pirates last night, 1-0. 1-0. You know, this whole battle with the Tigers and Pittsburgh has not been a high-scoring affair whatsoever. But last night, 1-0 in the 11th inning, the Tigers lose. They lose now their third straight game. Russell Martin hit a bases-loaded single off the wall in left center to pull the Pirates over the Tigers last night. So the Tigers' bats have certainly cooled down. And if you look last night, and this has been a problem for the Tigers, not just in this game last night, but throughout the season, I think it really had to pick up, is that they leave a lot of guys stranded on base. A lot of ducks still sitting on the pond for the Tigers. And last night, they left 11 runners stranded. So you can't do that if you want to make a deep run, and they really have to change that. Now, the Tigers' bats have been pretty hot throughout the season so far. I mean, at one point, they had 6 guys hitting over 300, but they're leaving a lot of guys stranded who are in scoring position. That's got to change. So, but if you look at this, in the middle of the game, both teams failed to score in consecutive innings while in scoring position. So in the fifth, Matt Tuiasosopo and Brian Pena, they hit back-to-back singles, but Tuiasosopo was thrown out at home by former Lansing Lugnuts. Shout out to the Lugnuts, Travis Snyder. He is certainly something. Travis Snyder, if you guys remember him, he threw out Tuiasosopo last night when he was in scoring position. And in that same inning, Doug Fister singled to load the bases. So Andy Dirks comes up and just grounds out to end the inning. That's just one of the examples last night where the Tigers just really could not get it going. And like I said, they're straining a lot of batters right now. Hopefully that changes in the future. Doug Fister, he started for the Tigers last night. And he struck out 12 in 7 innings, allowing 4 hits. And Miguel Cabrera, you know, he seems like it's weird when he doesn't. I can't remember the last time Miguel Cabrera won a game and didn't get a hit. But Miguel Cabrera hit 2 doubles for the Tigers. Also hit his 400th career double last night. So shout out to Miggy. He's always doing work. 2 doubles for him is 400th of his career. Also want to note that the Tigers, Torrey Hunter. Yes, Torrey Hunter. He sat out with a bruised left elbow, which, remember, he got hit on a pitch on Wednesday night. So he was not feeling good. He sat out. And not so good news as the Tigers start up this series with the Baltimore Orioles. Well, this is a catch-22 because it is good news for Torrey, man. Congrats, because he's going to miss tonight's game at 7 p.m. And the next game after that due to his son graduating high school. So that's great. Even though Tigers fans out there won't see him, you know, at bat, but, you know, he's going to see his son who's graduating high school in Texas. Congratulations to Torrey Hunter's son. So Torrey will be back, though, Sunday against the Orioles. So you'll see Torrey on Sunday, guys. And also, Johnny Peralta, if you ever checked out the game last night, Johnny was ejected in the top of the fourth inning by home plate umpire Manny Gonzalez for arguing a call called third strike. Now, this was very, very, very uncharacteristic of Johnny Peralta. This is his first time ever being ejected from a ball game. You know, it happens. Everybody loses the cool once in a while. So tonight, the Tigers start up a series with the Baltimore Orioles. Max Scherzer, who has been lights out the entire season so far, he is 7-0. Get this. He'll face Baltimore's Miguel Gonzalez, who is 2-2. So, Max Scherzer putting his undefeated streak on the line right now against Miguel Gonzalez. So, you know, we will see how the Tigers fare. Let's move on now to high school districts last night. A lot of action. We want to just highlight some of the bigger things going on last night. In girls soccer, Hazlitt tops East Lansing 6-0. That's right. They reached the Division II district final. 6-0 for Hazlitt. Congrats to them. Now, get this. 6 different players scored a goal for him. So, it's not like it was just one phenom out there. I mean, this is truly a great teamwork from Hazlitt yesterday. 6 different players, 6-0 over East Lansing. Hazlitt tops East Lansing to move to the Division II district final. And also, want to note that the DeWitt Panthers, they topped St. John's Red Wings yesterday, 4-0. And they also advanced to the Division II district final. So, the Panthers will play Hazlitt for the district title, note this down, 10 a.m. on Saturday. So, tomorrow morning, the Division II district final for girls soccer, Hazlitt will be playing, the Panthers will play Hazlitt. So, two teams both finished in their league undefeated, but they shared the CAAC red title after tying 1-1 in the regular season. Also, got to note this, in boys golf, Fowler wins the Division IV district title by 23 strokes. Whoa, they didn't even make it close, guys. Again, Fowler wins the Division IV district title by 23 strokes. Congrats to them. Man, that's crazy. All right. Powers in Pain, guys. MSU women's golfer Caroline Powers, she was on the show yesterday, arguably the greatest. I keep saying this because she is something else. The greatest women's golfer in Michigan State history. She and MSU basketball player Adrian Payne, they were honored yesterday. They have won the school's Big Ten Outstanding Sportsmanship Award for the 2012-2013 school year. And really no surprise there. When you look at a guy like Adrian Payne, he's such a nice guy who loves to joke around. I mean, anybody who comes in contact with AP when he's not playing, he's a beast on the court. Don't get it twisted now, but off the court, just a really, really good guy, really good heart. Not sure if you guys know the story with him and the relationship what he has with this young lady who has cancer. But you know, AP really, you know, he invites her out to every game. I mean, just a classy guy. Classy guy. And also Caroline Powers. I mean, of course, for those who tuned in yesterday, she is such a sweetheart as well. She really puts emphasis on community service and her charity work that she does away from the golf course. Just a really good individual. She will be turning pro at the end of June. So congrats to Caroline Powers and Adrian Payne, two outstanding examples of student athletes. They win the school's Big Ten Outstanding Sportsmanship Award for this year. So, all right, moving on. Lions. The Detroit Lions have signed fullback Montel Owens. For those of you who don't know who Montel Owens is, he made 2 Pro Bowls in 7 seasons with the Jacksonville Jaguars. In 2010, Owens was a Pro Bowl alternate, appearing in 66% of Jacksonville's special teams. So, the scouting report on this guy, he can run. He's more so a special teams specialist. He does. He is. That's what That's what if you're looking for what Montel Owens is going to do out there, it looks like the Lions are going to use him mostly for special teams because that's what he does. Now, he also started four games at running back when he was with the Jacksonville Jaguars, but that was just because the Jaguars were having some injury problems. So, known for his special teams, he made the Pro Bowl in 2011 and 2010. So, you know, we'll see how this turns out for the Detroit Lions. Maybe he might be a good compliment for Reggie Bush. I don't know how the Lions are going to use him, but what he does is really spark up that special teams. So, all right, let's move on. The Lansing Lugnuts. Some bad news for the Lansing Lugnuts. They were swept by the Fort Wayne Tin Caps yesterday. Yes, the Lugnuts, who at one point were just rolling, the hottest team in that league, really, really struggling now. So they were swept by Fort Wayne. 7-4 was your final last night. Now the Lugnuts have lost six straight games. Now, they now go to Midland to face the Great Lakes Loons in a four-game series. We really hope the Lugnuts turn things around. Shout out to Jesse. I know Jesse's the Lugnuts announcer. I think he's listening right now, man. Hopefully things turn around for your squad, man. They go to Midland to face the Great Lakes Loons in a four-game series. They kick off that series tonight, 7:05, first pitch. The Lugnuts will start Alonzo Gonzalez, while the Loons, Great Lake Loons, will put their, get this, this kid is 16 years old. Yes, the Loons, Great Lake Loons, put their 16-year-old phenom, he's a pitcher from Mexico, Julio Urias, on the mound. Julio Urias, oh my god, he's 16, playing in the minors, man. I wish I could be there to see that. Anyway, tonight, 7:05. Lugnuts, who have lost six straight games, will face the Great Lake Loons, 7:05 p.m., first pitch. Wow, 16 years old. Man, what was I doing at 16? I was probably playing video games or something. I don't know. All right, Jahil Okafor and MSU. Jahil Okafor, the nation's consensus number one recruit in 2014, has Michigan State, that's right, he has MSU on his list of eight schools that he will consider attending. Now, Okafor said this in the world of Twitter. That's right, in Tweetverse, he put out, quote, well, no, this wasn't a tweet, excuse me, but he listed MSU as one of his eight teams that he's considering going to. He told Chicago Hoops, though, that, quote, I like Michigan State. It's the same. It's been since my freshman year. They're always going to be up. I love Coach Tom Izzo, and it's not too far from home. So, Okafor, he currently attends Whitney M. Young Magnet High School in Chicago. He has been selected to try out for the USA Basketball World Championship team next month. That's U19. So, this guy's a phenom. He has the other schools who are competing for this guy, though, I mean, like I said, he's a 6'10" center. Arizona, Baylor, Duke, and you know Duke. Yeah, you know Duke stole Jabari Parker from Izzo, so... Duke is always in the running for the top prospects, but Arizona, Baylor, Duke, Illinois, Kansas, Kentucky, and Ohio State are the other seven schools in the running to try and get Jahil Okafor. So we will see what happens. Like I said, with these young kids, you never know. You never know what's going through their young minds. They're still in high school. Because we've seen countless times where a top recruit is said to go to this one school and then the announcement comes and it's something totally different. So we'll see what happens. Jahil Okafor does have MSU, though, in his top eight. So cross your fingers, Sparty fans out there. We'll see what happens. Now, Okafor has said that he would like to play in college with his friend Tyrus Jones, one of the top point guards in the 2014 class. Jones is also considering attending Michigan State. So we'll see what happens. So off to the spelling bee now. The spelling bee, guys. I love watching this every year just simply because, I mean, there are some tough words out there, man. Now, I hope I'm saying his name right. Arvin Mahankali. Mahankali. I think I nailed that. Arvin Mahankali, the 13-year-old from Bayside Hills, New York, correctly spelled this word.
Canado. K N A I D E L Canado.
You Yes, that was the word that won it. Arvin Moncalli, a small, and I don't even know, when he said it, I'm like, what is a canado? I have no idea what that is. But it's a small mass of leaven dough. I tell you these words. A small mass of leaven dough. So a small mass of leaven dough is what won Arvin Moncalli $30,000 in cash prizes, along with a huge cup-shaped trophy. So congrats to the 13-year-old. Now, the bee this year was a little different. It tested brain power, composure. Well, I think it tests its composure. But for the first time, the knowledge of the vocabulary was tested. So that's kind of cool. Pretty cool stuff, man. We're going to have some fun with the spelling bee later on. All right. But he finished third in 2011 and 2012, eliminated both times on German-derived words. This year, he got two German words in the finals and nailed them both. So, including the winning word, canadal. All right, the runner-up was 13-year-old Pranav Sivakumar. I hope I'm saying that right. Pranav Sivakumar of Tower Lanes, Illinois. She stumbled on the word cyanofishin. Don't get this wrong, twisted, guys. I was a good speller back in the day. Just because I can't say the word doesn't mean I can't spell it. I think it's cyanofishin. I think that's the word, which is a blue-green algae. So that was pretty cool, man. Always love seeing the spelling bee. All right, let's move on. The Heat and Pacers. Yes, the Heat and Pacers. Really interesting game, at least for the first half of that game. The Heat, though, they topped the Pacers last night 90-79 in Game 5 last night. The Heat now have a 3-2 series lead over the Pacers. LeBron James, King James, man, was he something last night. He had 30 points, 8 rebounds, and 6 assists. And, you know, I've been saying this throughout the series. LeBron can't do it all. He needs some help. And I'll tell you what, he got it. Udonis Haslem. He made his last 8 shots, had 16 points. I believe he went 8-9. He was unbelievable at one point. I mean, he couldn't miss. He could not miss. He was hitting that little side jumper on the side. I mean, he had a great game. So LeBron James needed help. He got it. And it was pretty close in that first half. But the Heat dominated the third. They outscored the Pacers 30-13. 30-13, guys. And if you're looking at Indiana, now Paul George balled out. 27 points, 11 rebounds. Roy Hibbert and David West, who have been dominating in the paint. The Heat have no answer for those guys in the paint. 22 points for Roy Hibbert. And David West has 17. But they had virtually no help at all from George Hill and Lance Stephenson. Now, Lance Stephenson is a guy who is a turnover machine, has been all season. He really got lucky, though. I tell you what, I don't know if I can say it was lucky. I mean, the guy was just hitting left and right. I mean, as a ball player, you have games like that. Prior to this game, Lance Stephenson balled out. But in game four, that's the game I'm talking about. Last night, they combined, George Hill and Lance Stephenson, they combined for a measly 5 points. Come on, man. Come on, 5 points? That's terrible. My grandma can score for more than 5 points on the Heat. Anyway, I think she can. I don't know. All right, in game four, now get this. In game four, they combined for 39 points. My goodness, 39 on game four. Then game five, 5 points. That's inexcusable, man. So anyway, Miami tops the Pacers. Dwayne Wade, if you guys ask me, I don't think he really does not look like himself. He really just seemed just out of it. He has been out of it really throughout the entire playoffs. I really think that injury to his knee is really bothering him. But if you saw LeBron, he has been unbelievable. There's no doubt, no question, this man is the best in the game of basketball today. And it's really something to watch because we are witnessing greatness. And to see the leadership that he displayed last night coming out of that second half, I mean, you could see him on camera riling up his teammates saying, hey, we got to get the job done. He was up in everybody's face. I mean, it was great. It was great stuff to watch. So him as a leader is really coming along. So now the Pacers are in desperation mode. Heat, they're up 3-2. Pacers, they give up one, and we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Interesting series, though. All right, the Memorial Golf Tournament, just to give you an update after yesterday's final round, Carl Schwartzel found himself atop the Memorial Golf Tournament. He shot a 7-under 65 yesterday, and I believe just in the hour he teed off. He is currently, I believe, 6-under. And Bill Haas is now taking the lead. Of course, Bill Haas, he teed off earlier. But no, he's actually 7-under. Excuse me. He's 7. So he's in second place right now. He just teed off within the hour, so he still has a lot of golf to play. But right now, Bill Haas is number one, Carl Schwarzer number two, and Mike Kuchar, he's number three. So interesting to see. So Bill Haas and Matt Kuchar, they're done though. They're done for the day. So Charles is just now starting off. Now one of the biggest stories from yesterday was Rory McIlroy. He has not been great for this season so far. Rory finished with a dreadful 78 in the first round yesterday. He enters today at 6 over. He also just teed off. Now currently the cut line is 2 over. You know where Tiger Woods sits? 2 over. Yeah, Tiger Woods. Now, he finished yesterday's round only 5 shots off the lead, but he did not start off this round well. He had a bogey, a double bogey. So he's right at the cut line, which I think he will pull off. I believe he's got like 3 more holes left, I believe. So we'll see what happens with Tiger. And also the French Open, all you tennis fans out there. As far as the men are concerned, the big names are still alive. I mean, you got Novak Djokovic, the number one tennis player in the world. You still got Rafael Nadal still there. Roger Federer is still in it. And as far as the women go, all those big names are still safe also. I mean, Serena Williams, Victoria Azarenka, Maria Sharapova. And if you guys know, interesting storyline to the French Open, or just in general in women's tennis, is the kind of the battle and feud between Serena Williams and Sloane Stephens. Stephens, this young phenom really coming out of nowhere, had some pretty interesting things to say about Serena Williams as far as her friendliness goes. And it really sparked a fire up in Serena. So we'll see. It's still early in the French Open. We'll see what happens. But all of the big names are still safe. We'll see what happens with that. I love watching the French Open. It's just a really interesting tournament. And now it's even spiced up a little bit on the women's side because of this whole... Well, we'll see how far Sloane Stephens gets, though. But Serena is definitely handling business. All right, ladies and gents. Well, we have to move on to our last segment of current sports. We're going to take your calls about any of the topics discussed today. If you're wondering why we're playing Will Smith's Wild Wild West, we're wondering who the Spurs out in the West are going to play Heat or Pacers. But anyway, 517-355-9527, 517-355-9527. Hit me up on Facebook.com/currentsports. Even tweet me a question at Al Martin WKR. Want to hear from you. Stick around. More current sports is next. Don't let your lip react. You don't want to see my hand where my hip be at. With Artemis from the start of this, running the game. James West, taming the West. So remember the name that. The Wild Wild West. When I roll into the Wild Wild West. When I stroll into the Wild Wild West. When I bounce into the Wild Wild West. It's cold.
Jury selection in the federal racketeering trial of the legendary Boston criminal Whitey Bulger begins next week. Bulger was wanted for 19 murders when he was captured in 2011 after 16 years on the lam. Bulger was also an informant and got protection from the FBI. On the next Fresh Air, two journalists who've covered his story join us.
That's Fresh Air coming up at 3 o'clock.
Every weekday afternoon at 4, All Things Considered keeps you up to date on current events nationally and around the world. I inform you on what's happening at the state and local levels. Hi, I'm Brad Walker, your host for All Things Considered. Join me as we stay on top of the things that matter to you on All Things Considered, weekdays from 4 until 6 on AM 870 WKAR. Move slow, but you wanna live fast. Up late, so you probably skip class. Life is a test, so before the night pass, get right, hey, we got a good thing. Don't know if I'ma see you again, but is that a good thing? Cause girl, I can't be your man. No man, I know what's on your brain. You probably hope it never would end.
Welcome back to Current Sports. I am Al Martin. It's that time we'll hear from you. That's right. Give us a call at 517-355-9527. Again, 517-355-9527. We'll talk about anything that's on your mind. Yes, that is J. Cole rocking out underneath me. Man, yes, we're playing just straight up hip-hop and R&B all day today. I'm enjoying it, man. All right. In the meantime, it's Friday. So you know what that means, right? Come on, take a guess. You guys know. It's Friday. Come on. All right, couldn't guess it. It's Reflection Fridays. Come on, man. Yes, the entire current sports crew sits down and reflects on their favorite sports stories of the week, while also looking ahead to see what's on the tube this weekend. So, I am now joined by my production assistants, Alex Sharg and Matt Lutke, and my intern, Mike Corey. What's up, fellas?
Oh, man. Good to be here, Alex.
I'm good, man.
You guys good? Having a good week so far?
It's been all right. That's
looking good. Forward to the weekend, though.
I am. Yeah, the weekend is always great, man, especially when the weather's like this. Oh, it's beautiful outside, man. So, all right. Reflection Fridays. We're going to talk about your guys' favorite sports stories of the week so far. Who wants to go first?
Mike, go ahead.
Mike, take it away, man.
Matt. Take the floor.
Well, Red Wings were first off eliminated a couple days ago, which was sad for all Red Wings fans out there. But I'm not going to focus on that. I'll just focus on the fact that we in the Western Conference, we sort of had these two really great battles we had going on, two series that was a Game 7s. And it really it brought out for me just like all like the love I have for hockey, especially that it really disappeared at the beginning of the year. We came in, had another lockout. You know, and it was hard to sort of like get back into hockey, you know, because I was getting sick of it. I was getting sick of all the fighting I was going on. It's another lockout within like the last decade.
It's frustrating, man.
It's very frustrating, and I love hockey, and it was like, these two game sevens just remind me like why I love the sport so much and everything. So it was really great to see that, you know, hard to watch the Red Wings lose, but, you know, I'm looking forward to watching, you know, the conference finals going on, because the conference finals, all of them are the past four Stanley Cup champions, which will be really interesting to watch and see who goes forward.
Right, and that's another thing. That's a great point, Mike, because, I mean, hockey is something that I don't watch until the playoffs. I mean, I keep up with it, of course. I have to. It's my job. But at the same time, I really enjoyed it in the playoffs because, I mean, these guys are going after it, man. And it's just the excitement. And anytime you have a Game 7 in hockey, it's always exciting, man. So I love it, man. Too bad the Wings are out of it, though. All right. Matt, what you got, man?
First of all, on that NHL point, I think that's totally true, and there's nothing better for the NHL than playoff hockey, because you do not have to have a rooting interest in the game, and it's still incredibly entertaining. Like, you can watch the Kings and Sharks and not really care who wins, but you're still going to enjoy the game just because the level of play is so high, and there's just they leave it all on the ice. And I know that's a cliche, but they really do. In terms of my favorite story of the week, I'm going to go with Caroline Powers. You had her in studio yesterday. Yeah. She was a great interview.
She was.
You know, and she's got this laundry list of accomplishments, and now she's going to move on to the LPGA. It just seems like someone who does so well on the field or, you know, course or what have you,
right,
but also excels with community service, with academics, you know, all academic Big Ten. She won the Dinah Shore Trophy Award, which I don't know why it's a trophy and an award, but, you know, we'll move past that. You know, she didn't name it. So, you know, congrats to her for winning that. I mean, president of the Student Athlete Advisory Committee. It's everything.
She's unbelievable.
She's multifaceted, and it seems like In this day and age, not enough college athletes get respect for being students, too. And if you have a girl who does this and is so dominant both on and off the field, you got to give her a due. So I will heap on a little more praise for Caroline Powers. Best of luck to her.
Definitely, man. Thank you that you did that, Matt, because, I mean, like you said, I feel as though college athletes and athletes in general, they don't get highlighted for the good they do.
Right.
And I feel as though Caroline Powers, she is the prime example of what a student athlete and just a person should be. I mean, she's not only ripping it up on the golf course, but, I mean, all the community service she does. I mean, as an example for young women and young athletes in general. I mean, she's really the staple of how you should carry yourself and how you should how you should be as a person, man. So she's great. Thanks, Caroline, for coming on the show. That was great. All right, Alex, what you got, man?
All right, Al. So basically, when I look at high school football recruiting, the one thing that comes to mind was the announcement of Jabril Peppers. Not that it was a bad thing for Michigan State, because he went to Michigan, but because of the way he announced it. How rare do you see a player rap about where he's going to school? And more off that, this guy has some videos online that are pretty good. It's some pretty good stuff.
Yeah, he does. Because you made me listen to some of it yesterday, I believe.
Yeah, very jazzy feel kind of.
Yeah,
that
it's really some cool stuff.
So Michigan gets guys to rap about going to college, and Michigan State gets guys who rap and then decide not to go to college.
There's the catch 22 right there. But yeah, he's got some good stuff, man. I was definitely surprised when I was when Alex showed me that. But yeah, all right, guys. For me, man, I mean, there's so many things that happened this week. I'll just give a just a kind of a laundry list of what I had, man. The Red Wings losing, that was real. But seeing that game seven, Mike, you hit on it. I mean, it was unbelievable. Unbelievable game, unbelievable atmosphere. So even though the Red Wings lost, it was a great ride for them. Not many expecting them to even get that far. Floyd Mayweather, thank you for finally fighting someone that makes any relevance in the boxing game. Floyd Mayweather and Canelo Alvarez, a spectacular fighter. He will be fighting Mayweather. They will be going at it in September. But thank you for getting that fight done, man. Just finding somebody that's relevant. Floyd, finally, thank you. I might pay for that. I might. Man, I just said that. People aren't going to try to go over my crib to watch the game now. All right, anyway. And the spelling bee for me was pretty cool stuff, man. I got a surprise for you guys, though.
Oh, no.
I got a surprise for you guys. Alex, can you list down who's leading in the standings right now as far as the picks go?
Oh, actually, I have that. And unfortunately,
okay, you have that.
Alex, your computer just went back to the login screen. I don't know your password, so I'm going to go from memory.
Okay.
So if I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
Right.
Alex is up 6-5-1 with me having one, Al having five.
Wow.
But there are still some balls in the air. If the Heat win in six games, Al, you and I get 3 points. Alex only stands to gain one. But Alex really hit it big with that series split between the Indians and the Cincinnati Reds.
Gotcha.
We all whiffed on the Tigers versus the Pirates, though. Nobody saw that coming. So
obviously,
no points for that.
No points. All right. You know what I'm going to do, guys? Right now, in honor of the spelling bee, I'm not getting a point for this because I'm the one running this right now.
Oh boy.
I'm going to give a chance for you guys to gain a point right now on Current Sports if you can spell a word right. How about that? This is in honor of the spelling bee. You guys game for that?
All righty.
Let's do that. All right. First, I'm going to give you guys two chances. So you guys can gain 2 points. All right. Let's go with Malacophilus. I'm saying it wrong.
Okay.
Malacophilus. Malacophilus. That's how you say it. Malacophilus. You guys, one by one, I'm going to give you 2 seconds to think about that. Think about it. Now, you guys can gain a point in the standings if you get it right.
Can I have the country of origin, please?
I have no idea. Come on now.
Can you repeat?
You're killing me now.
If you're going to give us
can
a word like
a
Malacophilus.
I have no idea where's that. I have no clue. I didn't
me
look
neither.
About it. Malacophilus is the word, though.
Alex, don't cheat behind the glass there.
Is Alex... I think he's Googling.
He's got, you guys better not be Googling, man.
He's
got two computer screens back there, so there's no
Alex
judging what he's doing. Oh, boy.
All right. Who wants to go first? You guys ready?
I'm going to take a crack at it.
Go ahead, man.
All right. Malacophilus.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. All right. Are you going to tell me if I'm right or wrong so they know? Okay.
No. I won't do that.
Okay, so we'll wait until we all go?
I'll wait, yeah.
Okay.
Because that's cheating, too.
M-A-L-I-C-O... F-A-U-L-I-S.
Okay.
Malacophilus.
All right. Mike?
All right. I'll go M-A-L-I-C-O-L-F-I-O-U-S.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Alex?
All right. Malacophilus. I'm going to get my little hand out to write.
I hope you weren't cheating if you get this. All right. Go ahead.
M-A-L-A-C-O-F-O-L-O-U-S.
Wow, you were close. But no cigar. All you guys lose. It's actually M-A-L-A-C-O-P-H-I-L-O-U-S.
Okay.
So, all right, one more chance. I'm giving you guys a chance. One more chance. Okay, let me make sure I spell it. Ole. Okay, here we go. Olecranon. Oh, no, it's not. That's not it. Olecranon. That's what it is. Olecranon. That's how you say it. Olecranon. One of the words in the spelling bee. Yesterday. Go ahead.
Oh, gosh.
Whenever you're ready.
Repeat it one more time.
Olecranon. Origin, I have no idea.
Can you use it in a sentence?
I woke up this morning and olecranoned to get a steak out of my fridge. I have no idea. I have no idea how to use that word in a sentence. All right.
I'll go first.
Go ahead, Mike.
O-L-E-K-R-A-N-A-N-D.
All right, Matt.
So is it Olecranon or Olecranond?
Olecranon.
Okay.
Oh, well, get rid of the D.
I'll get rid of the D because maybe, all right.
That's fair. Gotcha. Okay, I'll go next while Alex Googles it. Olecranon, O-L-E-C-R-A-N-O-N. I'm going to go simple.
Okay. Alex?
O-L-E-C-R-E-N-O-N.
Say that one more time.
O-L-E-C-R-E-H-N-O-N.
And all you guys are wrong.
Okay, good.
Man. O-L-E-A-C-R-A-N-O-N. Man, that was fun. Wow. All right, so okay. I was getting nervous, man, because you guys had the potential of winning 2 points. But all right.
Oh, boy.
Man, but yeah, anyway, I love the spelling bee. It was fun to watch that last night. And also, on a sad note, one of the more tragic stories that happened this week, our hearts and thoughts go out to the Finnerty family for losing Cullen Finnerty, one of the greatest college quarterbacks to ever step on the field. His tragic death really was something that that hit the sports world hard, especially those in Michigan, because I mean he went to Grand Valley State University. So our thoughts and prayers go out to the Finnerty family. Man, that was a story for me, guys. That really hit me. All right, like wow, you know, because you have to really appreciate life each and every day on this earth, man. Wake up with a smile, go out there and be great, guys, because life is too short. So, all right, man. Before we leave, what are you guys watching tonight? What's on the tube? What are you guys watching?
Mike, lead us off here. What are you watching this weekend?
This weekend, I'll be watching.
Yeah, this weekend. I said tonight. Yeah, this weekend.
I know I'll be watching playoff hockey. Kings and Bruins will be playing. Watching Torrey Krug play a little bit.
Right, Torrey Krug. Spartan.
And let's see. Sunday, I'll be probably watching Veep on HBO. Really funny show with Julie Louis-Dreyfus. And Family Trees right after that, which is from Christopher Guest, who made This Is Spinal Tap. And another movie called Best in Show.
Nice.
Great. Great mockumentaries right there.
Nice.
That should be a good show. As far as I'm concerned, I'll be keeping up with this Heat Pacers series so I can finally get some points in this pick 'em thing. hoping that the Heat pull it off in six, even though my heart is rooting for the Pacers. But, you know, points are more important here. As far as TV goes, it's got to be Game of Thrones. They took a week off last week for Memorial Day, and you know, I missed it. My 9 o'clock hour was empty, so I'm excited. They got 2 episodes left, and I think some heads are going to roll Sunday night. So it's going to get real. That's for sure.
I got to get into Game of Thrones, man, because a lot of my good friends have watched it, and they are hooked.
I got to see what the hype is about. It's better than you think,
man.
Going in, if you have high expectations, I think it'll still exceed them.
Wow,
that's how much I love that show.
That's big, man. All right, Alex, man, what you watching?
Well, I got to keep my first place standing as long as you guys don't get a game up on me if the Heat win game six.
Oh, you know.
Come on, LeBron.
Yeah, come on, LeBron.
I told him that I need him to win in six.
You called him out. I did. Personally.
Yeah, you got a lot of money on that one, huh?
I really do. Save myself some embarrassment. What are you watching, Alex?
Yeah, what are you watching, man?
Well, I mean, honestly, besides that Heat series, I've heard a lot of good things about Arrested Development. They had you know, that episode on the other day, so I might start to get into that a little bit.
Nice. And for me, man, I did not make it to the movies last weekend, so I got to check out maybe The Hangover 3.
No.
It was all right.
It was all right. It's not worth me spending my money on. I can wait.
Well, what are you choosing in between, that or what?
That and, oh, man, I just had the list. Where's my
42?
List at? No.
Fast Six.
That's the one.
I want to see Fast
ding,
Six.
Ding, ding, ding.
That's the one to see.
Absolutely.
I will be seeing that this weekend.
Turn off
man.
Your brain and just enjoy it.
Just enjoy it. That's what I'm watching.
And make sure
this weekend.
If you're going to stay, make sure you stay post credits.
Yeah, I'd Google it. Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely stay post credits, man. So, yeah, that's what I'll be watching this weekend, man. Of course, keeping up with the Heat series. I love watching LeBron James. He's something special to watch, and it's really great to see how much he's maturing as a player. So I'll be keeping up with that Heat series, man. All of you out there, I hope you guys are safe as the weekend kicks off. Before we leave, I want to give a special thanks to everyone that contributed to today's episode of Current Sports. Alex Sharg and Matt Lucky, our production assistants. My intern, Mike Corey, along with my engineer, Aaron Young. Peter Worf, our station manager here at WKR. And thanks to Bob Every for letting me come in and tour the Greater Lansing Sports Hall of Fame. That was certainly a treat, something I won't forget. Hand out, if you haven't seen it, check it out this weekend. You're not doing anything. Go down there, check it out at the Lansing Center on Michigan Avenue. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Have a fantastic weekend. We'll see you on Monday, same place and same time. As always, you've been listening to Current Sports with me, Al Martin, on WKAR East Lansing and WKAR FM HD3 East Lansing.